Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Scores of protesters staged a Sunday demonstration outside Montgomery County government headquarters, calling on county leaders to do more to prevent crime in schools. The focal point of their anger is the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl inside a bathroom at Rockville High School recently. Many of the demonstrators were especially bothered by the fact the two suspects are both illegal immigrants. Henry Sanchez Millan, one of the teenagers charged in the Rockville High School rape case, has told his lawyer it was a consensual encounter. But is that a legal defense?
Consent can be a defense in this case, even though the alleged victim is 14 and the age of consent is 16. 18-year-old Sanchez Millan's attorney, Andrew Jezik, tells Mornings on the Mall the law allows consent between two people who are less than 4 years apart.
And in this case, there's not a four-year difference. 3 years and 8 months.
Criminal defense attorney Brian Thompson, who is not involved in the case, says if this exception didn't exist,
you could have a girl who is one day shy of her 16th birthday and a boy who's 16 years old and he would have committed rape.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump today is set to announce a new White House Office on American Innovation. That office will be run by Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. It'll seek to overhaul government functions using ideas from the business sector. Is the president's Supreme Court nominee in trouble?
A number of Democrats say they won't support Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch's confirmation and could resort to a filibuster. Ken Klukowski with Breitbart News says there are Supreme Court nominees who were confirmed without the magic number of 60 votes.
Clarence Thomas was confirmed 52-48. Sam Alito was confirmed 58-42.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote next week. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says America's relationship with Israel will grow stronger under the Trump administration. Pence spoke here in Washington at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference.
Under President Donald Trump, if the world knows nothing else, the world will know this. America stands with Israel.
And Pence called President Trump a true friend of Israel. A fight at a packed Cincinnati nightclub over the weekend led to the worst mass shooting in the U.S. so far this year, according to a group that tracks gun violence. One man was killed, at least 15 other people wounded.
Chaos at a Cincinnati club as gunshots forced people to flee. In order to get into Cameo Nightclub, people were searched for weapons. But police say somehow multiple people smuggled in guns and opened fire. Witnesses say they heard at least 20 shots. Officers near the entrance rushed inside to find the dance floor covered with blood and victims. Police say 16 people were shot, including 27-year-old O'Brien Spikes, who died. Now investigators are trying to figure out what started the deadly gunfight and who to blame. I'm Mary Maloney.
Just days after being arrested for trying to climb over the White House fence, a Washington State woman is at it again. The Secret Service arrested 38-year-old Marcy Anderson Wall yesterday after she reportedly climbed a fence at the Treasury building next door to the White House. Last week, Wall was trying to scale the White House fence but got hung up by her own shoelaces and was found dangling from the fence by the Secret Service. And Maryland lawmakers are rushing to pass legislation to fight the heroin and opioid epidemic. At least 30 bills are still pending before lawmakers, 2 weeks before their scheduled adjournment. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,597, the Nasdaq at 5829. Sports: South Carolina and North Carolina are both going to the Final Four, joining Gonzaga and Oregon. The Wizards and Caps both idle till tomorrow. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I used to play a lot of sports in college. But when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
McLean, Arlington, Georgetown. I know a lot of you heading toward those points use the chain bridge. Right now, dealing with a broken down car. And literally, I'm just watching the tow truck arrive to the scene. So normally you have two lanes coming inbound over the chain bridge. Right now, it's only one lane in each direction. That's why Chain Bridge Road, Glebe Road, heavier than normal. So you need extra time there. They're trying to fix the situation. On the inner loop of the Beltway, leaving Springfield toward Tyson's and Annandale, the crash before Braddock Road to the shoulder gives us delays, though, most of the way from Lorton up through to the Beltway and on to 395. On the Fairfax County Parkway, delays continue to grow. The incident northbound Fairfax County Parkway, right as you come up to Burke Center Parkway, 270 coming out of Germantown to the lane divide. It's been a busy morning on 270. Latest incident near Montgomery Village Avenue. And for Metro Rail, still dealing with signal problems outside of Eastern Market with delays, extra time needed for the blue, orange, and silver lines. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slow start here on a Monday. Clouds in, patchy fog, some areas of light rain showers, scattered showers in our forecast today. There'll be hours of dry weather, too. Maybe even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, 75. A couple of thunderstorms tonight, 59. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Chantilly, 45 in Hyattsville, 45 degrees in Washington. The Russia investigation enters a critical week in Congress. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 8:35 will be Rowan Scarborough from the Washington Times to discuss his articles about illegal voting in both Frederick and Loudoun counties. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Stephen Moore, who is an economist at the Heritage Foundation, to talk about what happened last Friday. You know, did you get the number of that bus that ran over at the health care plant? And let me start out, Steve, by quoting the President of the United States from the Twitter machine this weekend. He says, Democrats are smiling in D.C. that the Freedom Caucus and the help of Club for Growth and Heritage have saved Planned Parenthood and Obamacare. So it's you folks at Heritage, apparently.
Well, look, I absolutely don't agree with that. I work at Heritage yeah. and work with my a lot of my friends in the Freedom Caucus. I think they made a very strong point from the very beginning that, you know, the Republican promise for 7 years now through three or four elections has been to eliminate Obamacare, and this bill didn't do it. The defects of the bill were significant enough that there's just too many conservatives that wouldn't go along with it. Now, does this defeat Sting? No question about it. I mean, we're all so frustrated right now. But I just want to tell you this, Brian and Mary. I think there's still a very high likelihood. I would put the likelihood at 80-90% that Obamacare is going to be repealed before the end of this year.
There's really?
No question about it. It was one of the central.
What will be the impetus of that, and how will that take place?
Well, I think there has to be more negotiations. I think they have to figure out a way to accommodate, the moderates and the conservatives. You got to get to 218. But there has to be, I'll give you an example. Why don't they just pass a bill that repeals Obamacare and basically says, you know, by some date certain, say January 1, 2020, Obamacare is gone. And then you've got 2 years so that the insurance markets can adjust, the whole system goes away, but you have, you know, it fulfills the promises that were made to the voters, but it doesn't cause, you know, premiums to skyrocket between now and then. So something like that, I think, could pass. I think that's what they should have done in the first place. But there will be a negotiated settlement here, I'm sure of it. And I think it's going to be something we as conservatives are going to be very happy with.
Isn't it better to get something if each faction had gotten a little bit of something, which from what I understand is what this bill did. So nobody was totally happy, but each group, each faction of the Republican Party got a little bit of something. Why is that not better than getting nothing?
Well, I think there's something to that, no question about it. But, you know, I think that there was such a frustration among conservatives. Those are the ones that I was working with, and Heritage and, you know, Freedom Caucus folks were working with, that I think where this was failed, where it broke down, was the House leadership came out with the plan. They released the plan before any of the conservatives had really ever seen it, you know, and all of a sudden that was the big mistake. They should have settled these differences behind closed doors, come out with a bill that sort of everybody could live with, rather than air the dirty laundry right in public. And that's the reason, you know, you had all the liberals hated the bill, but then you had a lot of conservatives who didn't like it either. And that's why you looked at the approval ratings for that bill. It was only, you know, less than 20% of Americans supported that bill. It's hard to get a majority to pass a bill where you get less than 20% of the voters.
Had to know that the media was going to tout, you know, Rand Paul running around Capitol Hill looking for the bill and where it was being hidden. They had to know that that was just bad optics from the get-go.
I think that's right. I think, you know, look, I think the party needs to come together. They've got to get past the best bill they possibly can. There's no room for failure here. I mean, they failed on this vote. There's still plenty of time. Maybe you just need a little bit of time for people to relax and calm down and figure out a way to get 218. I think it's a disaster if Republicans go into the midterm elections without repealing Obamacare. I think they will lose their majorities in the House and Senate if they don't get this
done. I agree.
Well,
I can't disagree with that.
Well, in a few moments, we're going to take your calls on who you think is to blame, and it was it a favor that the Freedom Caucus provided for the American people, or was it a failure of leadership to get it across the goal line? Phone lines are open. Steve, so here's the thing now. We're going to turn to some court of tax reform, it appears. And a lot of people, I think you were among them, who thought maybe that should have been first anyway.
Well, you know, I hate the Monday morning quarterback, although I said this at the beginning. You know, go with tax reform first. Pass a bill that, and do it. Try to get some Democrats aboard. Cut the business taxes. Maybe throw some infrastructure spending in there. I mean, there's no question at this point, Brian, you know, Donald Trump needs a victory. He needs a W here. He can get it. Again, you're not going to get everything you want, but you could do something that maybe you could get Democratic votes by throwing some infrastructure spending in. We have the highest business taxes in the world, right? Mm-hmm. We can't go on with companies like Canada and Ireland and China and Mexico essentially stealing our businesses because they're offering them much lower tax rates. We got to get the tax rates down on our businesses. This would not just apply to corporations, but every one of the 28 million small businesses in this country. You know, and liberals don't get this, but, you know, to have, you know, strong jobs, you have to have strong, healthy employers. And we're losing our businesses, folks. Every day, the siren alarm should be going off. We've lost Medtronics, Burger King, Walgreens wants to leave, Pfizer wants to leave, and they're telling us why they're leaving, because our taxes are higher than any other country in the world.
So along those lines, how do you feel about this unveiling of this new White House Office of American Innovation that will be led by Jared Kushner and be comprised of innovators in the country?
I love it. I mean, it's such an obvious thing. Why haven't we done this a long time ago? Why haven't we brought the best business leaders in our country to go through, to figure out, A, how we can be more innovative in terms of government, B, how we can get rid of agencies that we don't need, the unbelievable amount of duplication, repetitiveness, and the thing. You know, literally the left hand of the government doesn't know what the right hand of the government does. You know, bring in the best and the brightest to figure out how to modernize our government. I mean, we have programs in the federal budget that have been around for 100 years that have no function whatsoever anymore. It is so frustrating. It's why, you know, what this is leading to, Mary, if we can get this to be a success, is this a big part of draining the swamp. And that was the closing argument Donald Trump made. And I got to tell you, I go around the country all the time. I was doing during the campaign and since then. And that is the number one kind of sense of resentment that Americans have, that Washington is dysfunctional, they're arrogant,
they're too big and bureaucratic that they that Americans send their money to Washington and none of it gets sent back to where it came from.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing I think that people will love.
All right, Steve, we're going to leave it right there. Steve Moore, economist from the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
All right, see you guys.
All right, so before we go to traffic and weather, I want to let you know the phone lines are open at 888-630-9625. Here's our question for you. The Freedom Caucus says they did us a favor by killing this bill. Was it a favor, or do we blame them for the failure to get this across the goal line? Are they the good guys or the goats? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WM. I'd love to know what you have to say about it. Right now, 8:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Beltway Interloop. As you approach Braddock Road, it was a serious crash earlier this morning, had most of the Beltway blocked. It's been over to the shoulder for a while, but trying to recover. North on 95 as you come over the Occoquan, have a lot of stop and go up ahead. On to 395, looks like a continuous delay. Very little break between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. Westbound freeway were hung up. Better news, I'm looking at the Chain Bridge, and now I'm seeing two lanes coming inbound over the Chain Bridge, as it should be for the morning commute. Stalled car, broken down car, I should say, has been towed out of there, but on the Chain Bridge, Chain Bridge Road, and Glebe Road, bit of extra volume to flush out. Now let's go Maryland, 270 out of Germantown to Rockville. Pretty much slam solid there with earlier incidents out of the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Foggy. It's really foggy out there, and it's going to be, eventually, they say, 75 degrees, though you may see some showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Tonight, 59, the overnight low. Again, thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms, high of 75. On Wednesday, in the upper 60s, looks like a nice day. Thursday, again, another nice day in the low 60s. And on Friday, rainy temperatures in the upper 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It is 8:16 on WMAL. We're watching Come to Talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, we're talking about the vote on Friday in which the Obamacare replacement thing went away. And here's what Jim Jordan from the Freedom Caucus had to say about all that.
17% of the country approved this bill. Maybe the fact that we opposed it, we did the country a favor because this bill didn't repeal Obamacare. This bill didn't do what we told the American people we were going to do. So let's be responsible. Let's get back to work and do what we told the American people we were going to accomplish, which is repeal Obamacare and replace it with a patient-centered health care program.
All right. So, look, the president supported this bill. The Speaker supported this bill. The majority of Republicans supported this bill. About 40 or so members of the Republican caucus, the so-called Freedom Caucus, many of them, were against it. And they're now saying, we did you a favor. Did they do us a favor, or are they, should they be blamed for the failure of this measure? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. John in Ellicott City, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Look, they did us a favor. It was RhinoCare. It was not a replacement of Obamacare or a cancellation of Obamacare. You know, what I voted for was to end Marxism, socialism, communism, and it didn't do any of those things. They were still taking from one group and giving it to another, and that was not the American way, and that was not what we were promised from President Trump. So, you know.
Well, but the president was on board with this.
Well, so. That was the problem. That's why it didn't pass, because the fact that it wasn't a replacement is something that forces you to buy a government program.
Right. All right. So
that's the bottom line.
So, but did it force you to buy a government program? Because they were eliminating the tax. The penalty is gone.
Yeah, that's
so it
right.
did not force you to buy insurance because the penalty is now gone. Mike, out of what John had to say, I agree. It didn't get rid of those things. It still takes from one group and gives to another. I got news for you. That part of it's never going away. Once you institute an entitlement like that, it ain't going away.
Skip in Bethesda. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Skip?
I say that they did wrong. They were goats in your parlance. They should have realized that we have a constant enemy, which is the media. The media is always going to be out there bashing everything the Republicans do. And this is no different. And we just got to get something through and show wins. And they definitely let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
So you're saying the Freedom Caucus were the goats in this particular, not the good guys?
Not the good guys.
All right. No. Thank you, Skip. Appreciate that. Jeff in Virginia, what do you think? Good guy or goat? What were they?
Yeah, the Freedom Caucus are absolutely the good guys. Jordan got it exactly right. This was not repeal of Obamacare. They passed multiple times in the past several years bills that would be the full repeal of Obamacare. Anything less than that would be a lie to us, the American people.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff, very quickly. Do you feel comfortable with your knowledge of what was in that bill? Oh, he's gone.
Amazing approach that they had regarding the Senate. I don't trust the Senate as far as I can throw them.
Okay.
They need to repeal it completely.
All right. And thank you for that. I don't know if I feel comfortable enough knowing everything that was in it. You got so much. We got so many little things piecemeal and rumors. I just think they did a poor job of informing us.
Leanne in Fairfax, you're up next. What do you think?
I think that it proves exactly or reinforces why people have been so upset with the Republicans. You know, Trump getting in was not just about not wanting the Democrats. It was about wanting somebody that wasn't part of the establishment. And what I'd really like to see happen is that there's another party formed that is based on term limits. And so many of the other things that people have been really hoping for, you know, yeah, keep drain the swamp, keep all of it. But the Republicans have had plenty of time to come up with a good opportunity, and they didn't manage it. And then the way that they tried to do this was very poor. And I listened to the news all day Friday, and I was so upset because I didn't want the bill, but I didn't want to keep Obamacare. Man. There were no good choices with this.
All right. Thank you for that.
Appreciate I agree with her on that.
Yeah.
I don't think we had good choices.
David in Leesburg, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say, David?
How y'all doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I think whether Ryan supported Trump supported Ryan, the time for place and blame's done. It was a bad bill. Let's put it away. Let's work on what we're going to do to fix it.
Well, here's the thing. I note that the president, after the vote was over, he still was upset about what the Freedom Caucus did.
Well, that's...
He's now saying he's going to work with Democrats if that's what it takes.
Well, I think what President Trump's trying to do is get people to come together. And if he has to work with the Democrats or whether he has to work with the Republicans, he wants the government to come together so that we can come up with a comprehensive bill that will do what we needed to do, which is get rid of Obamacare, and put something out there that'll work for the American people. Let's stop trying to blame Ryan. Let's stop trying to blame President Trump. Let's put it away. Good. Let's go ahead and sit down, draw up our sleeves, and let's get it done.
All right. Well, listen, more of your calls straight ahead, 822.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Carefree Office Technology, we take care of all businesses, just like we did for our new friends at WMAL. They needed a new printer, and we set them up the very next day. If your copier or printer is down, call Carefree Office Technology at 703-385-1700. And for new customers, get your first month's lease free. Call 703-385-1700 for details, or visit carefreeoffice.com. We'll get you up and running. Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned business.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and eastbound on the toll road as you come off of the Greenway, delays now to get you toward the Fairfax County Parkway. And on the Fairfax County Parkway, as you approach Burke Center Parkway, had a report of a broken down. Now police saying it looks like that might be a two-car crash. So northbound 286, watch for that unusually heavy volume. Inner loop of the Beltway, Annandale, trying to leave Springfield toward Annandale and Tyson's. Crash had been before Braddock Road, now out of the travel lanes. Major delays continue. Chain Bridge Road slows. It's only one lane. Go south and head on to the Chain Bridge. We had a broken down car on the bridge. It's been towed away. So hopefully see a little improvement here shortly. Update is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers CyberKnife treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 needed with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some patchy thick fog around this morning. A couple spotty showers here and there. Isolated showers, thunder showers in today's forecast. And a warmer 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, foggy, 47 degrees, 8:26 on WMAL. So are asking the question, after the vote on Friday went down in flames, actually they never actually had the vote, they pulled it before it got there. But if the failure to overturn Obamacare and move forward and send it to the Senate, a lot of people are saying, well, who's to blame here? And the folks in the Freedom Caucus say, well, we saved you. I mean, we're the heroes here. We did you a big favor. A lot of people say, well, maybe you didn't do us a big favor because you killed off any effort at reform. So are the folks in the Freedom Caucus, are they the good guys or the goat? To the phone lines we go. James in Waldorf, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Look, the Republicans need to get off this idea of repealing Obamacare and work with the Democrats to make the bill better. That's what they should have done when Obama was in power, but they hated to do it because they didn't want anything with Obama's name on it. Get off it. This is about the American people. This is not about any political party.
Well, wait a minute. Do you remember, though, when Obamacare was going through, wasn't it the Democrats who said we don't need the Republicans and were very proud that they froze them out?
Well, because the Republicans weren't going to work with the Democrats to begin with, so why even bring them in on it? They didn't want to, and they were never going to.
It's the Republicans. It's Donald Trump's fault.
That's right. I guess it is. It's now 8:28 on WMAL.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from Michael T.
The older you get, the less salt you should have. Everyone knows that.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. In older people, a low-salt diet could actually be bad. It could result in a lack of thirst, which leads to dehydration. Also, getting the right amount of salt keeps you from experiencing confusion or loss of cognition.
That is actually pretty awesome.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Democrats say, oh, you can look all you want to, but there's no real indication of voter fraud out there. It doesn't happen.
Like Sasquatch.
As we know, you can never find it. Well, Rowan Scarborough of the Washington Times has found it, and he'll talk about it coming up in just a moment. It is 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In the aftermath of the embarrassing health care defeat in the House, Texas Republican Congressman Ted Poe says he has resigned from the House Freedom Caucus.
The Freedom Caucus has always been the opposition caucus and against the Democrats. And now when we are in the majority, it continues to be the opposition caucus against anything in the Republican Party. I mean, we spent an hour and a half with the President of the United States, the Vice President, members of the Cabinet, talking and making compromise. And compromises were made, things were added to the bill based upon the input of the Freedom Caucus. But then at the end of the day, no, it was easier to vote no. And so I'm angry about that.
President Trump, meanwhile, is shifting blame for the health care bill's failure from Democrats to conservative Republicans. The president's expected today to name his son-in-law to head a new White House office that'll look at overhauling how the government operates using ideas from the business sector. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner will head what will be known as the White House Office of American Innovation. About 100 people showed up outside Montgomery County government headquarters yesterday calling on county leaders to do more to prevent crime in schools. Their anger was focused on the reported rape of a 14-year-old girl inside a bathroom at Rockville High School. The search continues this morning on the Potomac River near Key Bridge after a report of someone in the water late last night. Police and fire responders searched the water for a couple of hours overnight before declaring it a recovery operation. One man was killed, another wounded in a shooting at an apartment in College Park yesterday. It happened at an apartment complex on Milestone Way. Police say it followed a fight between the two men. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,597, the Nasdaq at 5829. Sports: South Carolina and North Carolina advance to the Final Four. The Wizards and Caps both idle till tomorrow night. Exhibition baseball: the Orioles win, the Nationals lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do the same. Did you know that your carpets should be professionally deep cleaned at least once a year? Well, with spring upon us, it's time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking in your carpets. A Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, tile floors, even upholstery. And for WMAL listeners, here's a great offer. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. That's a huge savings. Don't wait. Now, this offer is not going to last long. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get a 3rd rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give him a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. We still are on the brakes here through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. Off and on, really not catching too much of a break. Earlier this morning, incidents out of the travel lanes. Now, Interstate 95 northbound. It had been about the broken down bus north of the Centerport Parkway. Now we're focused on the crash just before there that was in the backup. So still slow through that stretch. Still a bit of volume as you push through Lorton up onto the Beltway Interloop at Braddock Road. Crash cleared on the Chain Bridge. The broken down has been towed away, so coming inbound now, both lanes are accessible coming off of Chain Bridge Road and Glebe Road. Airports authorities tell me it's a broken down car. Toll Road coming inbound. Eastbound Toll Road. And as a result, man, one broken down car. We're jammed off the Greenway to get past Centerville Road before the Fairfax County Parkway with the stalled and Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound north of Greenbelt for the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog is going to be slowing us down this morning, not the rain. Some spotty showers as we go through the morning. More scattered showers and some isolated thunder showers. Mainly in the afternoon, 75. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, 59. On Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 75 again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Herndon, 45 in Olney, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. And joining us right now is Rowan Scarborough of the Washington Times. He's a national security writer for the Washington Times. Rowan, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you?
Thank you, Mary. I'm doing great.
So we've noticed that you've written several pieces this month about voter fraud. Over the years, I mean, years and years of it, going back to 07 in both Loudoun and now Fairfax counties, why? We know this has been going on. We know this is now 10 years that we've been talking about this. It's been ignored. So my first question is why? And why is it back in the news now?
Well, Donald Trump has put it back in the news. He made the allegation after the election that millions of illegal voters voted, and they voted against for Hillary and not for him. And he was pounced on by Democrats and the liberal media as making it an outlandish charge. So we decided to look into it. Let's see if there are any decision points out there, information points, that gives an indication of how many illegals vote in this country, if they indeed do. And what we found, you mentioned in Virginia, there is a conservative grassroots group that has done an investigation, and they have found that about 1,000 non-citizens were registered to vote in just a few municipalities, and about 200 of them actually voted. So then I was told about a case in Frederick County that had been filed a couple of years ago and had turned up even more interesting data. And it, not to get too down in the weeds here, but they got the county clerk there to give them jury pool numbers for non-citizens who were excused. Mm-hmm. And then that was compared to actual voting lists. And lo and behold, there were about 180 of those non-citizens on the voters list, and about 60 of them voted. And this is just a very small snapshot of just a couple of years. So it proves that non-citizens do vote.
Yeah, I mean, because your Democrats say it doesn't happen, but I mean, just take this. So there were a group of people who stood up in court and said, Judge, I'm sorry, I can't serve as a juror because I'm not a citizen.
I'm a criminal.
Yeah, basically, but they said they couldn't be on a jury because they wanted to get out of jury duty, and their reason given was, I'm not a citizen of the United States. And yet, you take that list of people and you compare it against people who voted, and you find some of those people were actually casting ballots claiming to be citizens.
That's correct. They're lying. I mean, they had to have lied on the Maryland voter registration form because that's the first question it asks. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Wow.
So what Frederick shows and this small sampling in Virginia shows is that Trump is on to something, but how big it is would take a much more comprehensive look at voter lists and trying to compare them to other data points such as naturalization records and IRS records and things like that. There are also two polls out there. There was the National Hispanic poll done a couple of years ago, which showed that 13% of Latino non-citizens are registered, stated in the poll that they are registered to vote. So there you have a mega information point that could mean that as many as 2 million non-citizen Latinos are registered to vote in this country. And then you have Fairfax in Virginia showing that, yes, non-citizens do actually vote. We just need a larger, you know, sample size to get a better handle on it. The Maryland Board of Elections was not particularly cooperative. They did not want to talk about it. And you look in Virginia with Governor McAuliffe, he has actually vetoed a number of ballot security bills that would make it more difficult for non-citizens to vote. And in fact, his aides wanted to change the voter application form in Virginia so you didn't have to say whether you were a citizen or not.
Wow.
I mean, what was the motive for that?
Well, why bother changing it, though? We have lists of people. We know the names of people who have lied and have voted illegally or stood up in court and lied, one or the other. But if they have lied and voted illegally, we know who they are. What's the repercussion for that?
Zero.
And none. That's the point.
Neither in Virginia or Maryland is there any indication that either the State Board of Election or local state's attorneys want to do anything about it. So there's no penalty whatsoever. There's a delegate in Maryland who put a bill in, a Republican, that would require the jury pool clerks, commissioners, and the State Board of Election to talk to each other between elections to compare lists. And so Board of Elections would get a list of non-citizens excused for jury duty, and then they would compare that to the actual voters list.
Right.
They don't do that now. They don't do that. It would be a very simple way to call a lot of the non-citizens. Mm-hmm. But that bill has no chance in the Democratic General Assembly. No chance at all.
Well, yeah, of course, because it's a state that is where they want illegal citizens to vote.
But why? Are we assuming that they vote for Democrats, that Democrats want criminals, they count on the criminal vote? Is that what we're assuming here?
I think that's what we're assuming.
I find that hard to believe and shocking.
All right, so maybe 13%, 12.8 to 13% nationwide. That's a lot. 2 million people. That could change an election.
Well, we've just asked, why don't Democrats want to look into this? The one national poll showed that about 80% of non-citizens vote Democratic. So you can see why there is absolutely no motive on the left to look into this at all. In fact, when you talk about sanctuary cities, giving non-citizens mm-hmm. ID cards, putting them into the welfare system, all the impetus on the left is to kind of, you know, direct them toward the polling place, not to dissuade them from voting.
Wow.
Do you see any of this changing now that we have President Trump in office?
He says he's going to appoint a commission headed by Mike Pence, and we'll have to see who's on the commission and what their mandate is and how their ability to collect data. That could change things, but they would have to produce real results. California, which wants to be a sanctuary state, has no interest in turning over, you know, voter lists to compare them to non-citizens. Either does New York City, you know, New York, another big immigrant state. Either does Maryland. So the blue states just aren't interested in this. So we'll see how far Pence can go.
We'll leave it right there. Rowan Scarborough, great stuff. Very interesting analysis.
Us.
I appreciate it. It is now 844 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners earn a few battle scars every now and again. 30 years ago, when I didn't know any better, I handwrote paychecks for my employees without withholding payroll taxes. Battle scar. Then I tried to give my employees 1099s at year end instead of correctly giving them a W-2. Battle scar. And let's not forget those times I messed up their payroll taxes. More battle scars, which inspired me to create simple and affordable payroll for U.S. business owners with 1 to 100 employees. Patriot Software's payroll starts at just $10 a month. We will help you get set up for free. We provide U.S.-based support for free. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did. Let us help you. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
It's 845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, this will be northbound north of the Beltway. Watch for delays now. Boy, really, as you come off the Beltway, they head through Greenbelt, the crash right near Powder Mill Road, northbound side. Now, southbound, lanes open, but heavy as you come through Laurel down to that point as well. 270 volume in Urbana, and then hang on from Clarksburg down to the Beltway. I see very little break along the way. A broken down car, now an accident reported. Same area on the toll road. Virginia commuters coming inbound off of the Greenway jammed. The incident is going to be after the Centerville Road, but before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway. And now on Route 7, Leesburg Pike, trying to come inbound before the toll road, had a crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slow start here on a Monday. Clouds in, patchy fog, some areas of light rain showers, scattered showers in our forecast today. There'll be hours of dry weather, too. Maybe even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, 75. A couple of thunderstorms tonight, 59. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
No, I was just going to say, you know how the town halls have been disrupted, mostly Republican town halls, and we have long suspected that they are protesters that have been brought in by the left because they're just getting shouted down. And it actually is a group called Indivisible, which is relatively new, and it's mostly younger protesters, and they have been turning out left-wing citizens at largely the Republican town hall meetings.
Right.
Well, now they're turning on their own.
Really?
They are starting to eat their own. And Nancy Pelosi was appearing at a town hall with Congresswoman Jackie Speier. And she got some of the treatment that they have been giving to the Republicans.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. It's cut 17, Mike.
Oh, I have been, as I said to my colleagues, I was on the streets holding signs for single payer 30 years ago before I ever went to Congress. Sorry? That the Affordable Care Act, in certain respects, we have gone to the left of Medicare for All. Medicare, yes, yes, yes. Do you want to listen or do you just want to speak?
Let her speak, please.
We tried to mitigate for not getting single payer or public option by putting as many benefits in the bill as possible. And one of them, and listen up, one of them is catastrophic coverage. So we think that there are ways. I have always supported that. I have been supporting it before you were born. I was raised until you were born.
So what she's basically saying is, I've been a socialist long before you came along and were a socialist.
Yeah.
Wow. What's happening here is the left is being pushed to move so far to the left that even
Nancy Pelosi is too conservative
for
them.
Exactly. She's uncomfortable with the whole thing. And I just thought it was delicious that they're starting to get the same treatment that people like, for instance, Lindsey Graham got this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was booed as well in South Carolina. He lashed out at one attendee for asking a garbage question because, you know, that's how you win them over. And slamming a lot of them for not accepting the result of the 2016 presidential election. I just think all of this could change if they would learn how to, especially the Republicans, again, why they don't learn is just so frustrating to me. Ask people to show ID at the door. If you don't live in the district, goodbye. This is for people who live in the district. And I don't have a problem with that. Democrats have been doing this for a while. Yeah. I don't have a problem with
that. Yeah, I know.
It.
It's funny how Democrats don't want to have anybody show an ID unless it's to come one of their town halls.
Bingo!
And, you know, and that's where they are on that. Look, I think that's probably a good idea. I really regret, though, that what we've gotten into right now is a situation where we can no longer have town hall meetings. Town hall meetings are important.
I agree.
It's where you go and have an interaction with the people who you have elected and they represent you in Washington. And that now these groups have taken over and usurped them and caused them to, you know, many members have just said, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go and get yelled at for 2 hours.
Right.
What good is that? Have that show up on the evening news. That didn't help me at all. Well, the end result of it is constituents are no longer able to talk to their elected officials, and that's a shame.
But see, this is what the left has become. It has become a group that feels they justify shutting down your First Amendment rights, and they will go to whatever extremes they have to in order to do that. You saw that with the pro-Trump rallies across the country this past weekend. There were pro-Trump rallies in all over New Jersey, Philadelphia. They were here. They were in California. And the anti-Trump people came out with their masks and their pepper spray and whatever weapons they had to do because they were going to shut down your right to free speech. And they justify it by saying, well, it's hate speech and I have the right to do whatever possible to shut down speech with which I disagree.
Yeah.
They're also known as the Stasi or the Brown Shirts.
I think this is bad. This is bad public policy. And look, I'm all for you being able to express your ideas.
Right.
That's the American way, but not in a way that prevents others from having their say.
Right.
For shutting down what should be an interaction between elected officials and the people who sent them to Washington to do their bidding. When you're interfering with it, then you are disrupting the democratic process. You are not. Making any friends. And I just wish that we could get back to allowing people to talk to them.
I think that time is gone, sadly.
It may be. 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Here's a story about how pictures really can be worth 1,000 words. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Late last year, the American Academy of Pediatrics updated its safe sleep recommendations for infants. They want you to remember ABC. Babies should sleep alone, on their back, in a crib, or a bassinet. But the devil's in the details here, and that means no pillows, blankets, toys, or stuffed animals in that crib. Problem is this. More than a third of print ads for cribs don't actually follow these safe sleep recommendations in their pictures. That's according to a new study by the AAP. What's worse, while white children were featured in most of the ads, none of the ads featuring children of color adhered to safe sleep guidelines. And ads for the cheapest cribs were least likely to portray best practices. The most common problem, showing crib bumpers, which should never be used in your baby's crib. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Most health insurance plans don't include dental coverage, and with the expenses you already might have, student loans, car costs, rent, maybe a mortgage, dental insurance might seem like a luxury. But even with perfect health, dental issues can crop up at any age. So you need dental coverage you can count on today. Humana has affordable dental plans starting at $17 a month, which include 2 cleanings and 2 checkups a year. You can't be turned down, and you don't have to be a current Humana customer to get dental coverage. Call 1-866-836-2069. That's 1-866-836-2069. Or get details online at signupforhumanadental.com. Get affordable, guaranteed dental coverage today from Humana.
Call now. Insured by Humana Dental Insurance Company, Humana Insurance Company, The Dental Concern, Inc., Humana Insurance Company of New York, and Humana Health Benefit Plan of Louisiana, Inc. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions apply. Preventive Plus plans not available in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Rates vary by state and are subject to change.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. Need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're still busy, Brian, on Route 7 and heading inbound. Crews are responding to crash reported before you get to Beulah Road, inbound, eastbound 7. On the toll road, eastbound, as you pass Centerville Road before the Fairfax County Parkway, it was a broken down car. Looks like they've reopened the lanes, but delays off of the Greenway, almost back to 606, so plan for that extra time. Getting 395 into town, Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge, westbound freeway, also slow with the commute here. On the George Washington Parkway, watch for delays. Heading off and on down toward the Key Bridge, have a crash on the northbound side near the overlooks on the GW Parkway. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Slow start here on a Monday. Clouds in, patchy fog, some areas of light rain showers, scattered showers in our forecast today. There'll be hours of dry weather, too. Maybe even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, 75. A couple of thunderstorms tonight, 59. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees at 8:56.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It's a good time for retirement snapshot. That would be my main piece of advice. If you're a federal employee, if you're a little bit uncertain, get a federal benefits review, see how that works towards retirement, and really make sure that you're knowledgeable on your choices just in case you do retire earlier than you thought, or just in case any changes are needed in the future.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up! You're gonna be late! Oh, I can't find my shoes!
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Well, let's see. Tomorrow we'll have Larry Kudlow, and also we'll do some additional reporting on this Office of American Innovation.
Oh, nice.
Now it's at the White House today. And, oh, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
I'm in favor of innovation. How about you? I like innovation. Kushner, you noticed that Jared and Ivanka were off in Aspen skiing when all the fun happened on Friday. I wonder what that's about. I do want to get into this morning. You guys have been talking about it. Winners and losers, good guys and bad guys, heroes and goats. And what happens next? What do you want to see from Washington, the Trump administration, the Republicans on Capitol Hill? Huh? What? What now? That's what I say.